This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
Laura Dowling, aka the fabulous pharmacist you may know her as, joins me now to chat all things female health. She is on a mission to empower people with knowledge, travelling the country with her Viva La Vulva tour. I love the ring of that. And she's also recently launched a book called Love Your Vulva. Thank you so much for hopping on iRadio's group chat, Laura. The book really has a striking name. In fairness, I absolutely love it. I saw a clip from Gogglebox of people reacting to that title and it was hilarious, it must be said. Are you getting that reaction everywhere?
I am, and I am delighted that I get that reaction because I really wanted to make vulva a mainstream word. It is just a part of the female body, like your elbow or your knee, and we have never really been taught about our intimate health, our intimate anatomy. So I think it's about time it took center stage. So yeah, the Gogglebox reactions were absolutely hilarious. Did you see the lady that said, "What's that? Is that a pair of slippers?"
I mean, it's so important though that I know we can have a laugh at the reactions. And you know, a lot of people have had that type of reaction and that is totally valid because this is something that we haven't talked about necessarily. People have tended to shy away from these topics, but you in particular have built such a brilliant online presence by saying the things that people do often shy away from. Why do you think it's still so difficult for people to talk openly about things like periods, discharge, vulvas, things like that? Things that literally everyone with a uterus has to deal with.
I think it is historically something we've never been taught. So even, you know, growing up in Catholic Ireland, we were never encouraged to talk about our female bits at all. Our sex education was just solely focused on reproduction, male-female reproduction and how to make a baby. It was never talked about pleasure. We never talked about the issues that actually affect young girls, like thrush and bacterial vaginosis. And all we were told about STIs was that, you know, if you don't use a condom, you can get an STIs. But you can get an STI, but we weren't really told what the different STIs are, what to look out for, that we need to get testing in between partners. And then, you know, longer term, post-baby, post-menopause, we were never taught about our anatomy. And as a result, I used to see people coming into the pharmacy and they didn't know what was wrong with them. First of all, they couldn't even name the part of the body that what they were experiencing pain or itch or irritation with. So it was always like down there or down below. And they were embarrassed and ashamed to go to the doctor. And I would have seen so many women treat for thrush over the years continuously, and it wasn't thrush at all. It was maybe some vaginal estrogen that they needed to help with, you know, low estrogen levels postmenopausally, or it could have been a dermatitis and not thrush. So I just thought it was about time that we had the conversation. And you know, the book has already gone into some libraries, which is wonderful to hear. So it means then that message will be shared. And then I suppose I hope, I'm 45 now, so hopefully in 45 years time, there'll be a 45 year old that will just know it all anyway, because that's just the way that young girls and boys have been brought up, to actually talk about these things openly and candidly and without shame. So that's really my mission. Yeah.
You've always been very direct about this. And a lot of people in my own generation, I know, we've gotten better talking about all of these things, which is great. And as you said, maybe by the time, you know, the kids nowadays, they're 45, they'll probably have, you know, they'll know a lot of this already because they'll have been raised for it. But even though it's refreshing to see you and so many other people now being so direct, do you ever get pushback on it? Because I imagine not everyone loves to be as direct about it.
Maybe not. In terms of pushback, no, I haven't. Now, and any pushback is like, it's a curious pushback. It's like, why did you call the book that? And I'm like, well, you know, it's I want people to understand what the book is about. I don't want to put some fancy term on it and people not really understand what they're going to get when they flick through it, you know. I do you know what? I'll be really honest with you, I haven't. People are generally really open to it. I think because we have been having more and more conversations around perimenopause and menopause these days, we're used to hearing about women's health. So this is just another branch of the tree. And anyone that knows me and that follows me, they know exactly what I'm like. So I suppose maybe in some ways I'm preaching to the converted. But yeah, I did a radio interview last week and the person was a bit like, oh, you know, do we really need to be talking about this? Or I, and I was just said, absolutely, it needs to be to the forefront, because our intimate health is directly linked to our mental health, our physical health. You know, I talk about incontinence and pelvic floor exercises in the book. And, you know, half of women will experience incontinence, but we don't talk about it because no one wants to talk about leaking or smelling of urine. Lots of women wear pads all day long or and dark trousers. And in case any urine leaks, they'll have to know where the toilet is every time they go to a shopping centre. They need to know how to escape to get to the toilet quickly. So, and they don't, they just think that they have to put up with that. But I want to, this is a really easy to read book with beautiful illustrations by an Irish artist, Marie Roach. And it's to guide women. It's to show them that there is a solution to absolutely every issue that they might have. There's nothing to be ashamed about. And your symptoms, whatever you're experiencing, can absolutely be alleviated if you're signposted in the right direction. That's really what it's about.
It's all about the education of it, you know, and yeah, teach and showing people that all of these things, more than, you know, that they're okay to experience them and that there's other people going through them as well. One thing I find fascinating is the term barbification that you kind of used, that basically that vulvas have been barbified, if you like. Can you explain what that means? And
well, if anyone has ever seen a Barbie, they'll see that her vulva is non-existent. It's just like, you know, really smooth. There's no, obviously there's no hair, but there's no hanging down bits. Like, we have outer labia and inner labia. The inner labia sometimes hang down. As we have babies and get older, the collagen levels decrease and we can have kind of, you know, our labia can maybe hang out down a little bit more. But because we are encouraged by society to remove all our pubic hair because that's deemed attractive, you know, looking like a prepubescent girl, it means that our vulva is more on display, so we can actually see that the lips are a little bit different or a little bit wonky, or maybe one's longer than the other. And pornography as well has done this, where women are men watching porn, they think that girls they think that women's vulvas should be all smooth and tight and, you know, no hanging out bits. So there is a trend of labiaplasty, which is where people just go on, you know, they get their labia snipped off to make them look a little bit more attractive, I suppose, or a little bit more pleasing to the eye. Now, there are women that need that done because they can be uncomfortable. They can, you know, sitting can be uncomfortable or sex can be uncomfortable. But if it's for purely aesthetic reasons, I think we really need to ask ourselves, why are we doing this? You know, I don't really see the same focus on men's bits. That's my issue with all of this, you know, and even with women that are post-menopause and they go through so much with genital urinary syndrome of the menopause, up to 80% of women can experience some form of that. And that is a range of symptoms from regular UTIs to dry vagina to uncomfortable sex to pelvic organ prolapse. And we've never been taught that actually you can go and get help for this. It's considered women's issues. You don't talk about it. You know, it's embarrassing. Whereas I know that if men's bits, you know, if their penises and testicles were shriveling up or falling off or not fit for purpose, there would be urgency and there would be care and people would be talking about it. But because women's health has been minimized so much and we have been taught not to talk about our bits because, I don't know if it's due to religion or shame or just a lack of interest, then they're not getting seen to. So it's really, really important that we have these discussions, you know.
Social media algorithms have started to clamp down on what they're calling explicit content. And overall, that's obviously something that I would consider quite a positive thing in a lot of circumstances. However, you know, when it's educational, I understand sometimes there can be a bit of a grey, kind of a grey area. Are you finding it harder to get your content seen because of that algorithm?
Yeah,
rule?
I actually put up a post there a couple of weeks ago and it was about anal itching in postmenopausal women. And it's actually a real phenomena. So, you know, you can get vaginal itching due to a lack of estrogen, but your anus can also be chronically itchy too due to the thinning of the skin around that area. And I put that up and, you know, Instagram blocked it. It said it was explicit content. So I had to find a workaround and call it chocolate starfish itching, which it then did phenomenally well, actually, interestingly enough. But it's just, I absolutely would agree. There's way too much sexualization of women. There's too much explicit content online. But the knock-on effect of that is someone like me who talks about vaginas and vulvas and clitorises and sexual wellness and that kind of thing, you know, our content can get blocked. But I suppose I've always been creative in my language, so I don't really mind having to find a workaround.
Sometimes it can make it a small bit more entertaining, I must say.
Sometimes, you know, it can. Like my chocolate starfish video did really well. I think it was because it was called chocolate starfish, but also so many women were like, oh my goodness, I've been suffering with anal itching for years. I thought it was worms or I thought it was thrush. And actually I didn't realize a bit of vaginal estrogen could have helped. So it's about getting the word out there to the masses, to the women that need to hear it. And that's why I wrote the book, because I knew from doing my tours around the country, and we had an amazing event there on the 1st of March in the NCH, the National Concert Hall. We 2,400 women at my Viva La Vulva event, and not everyone can get to that event. So I wanted to make a book so that we could reach a wider audience. So I'm hoping that we can do that. And if the book sales are anything to go by, we're definitely reaching the far four corners of Ireland.
Your book, Love Your Vulva, is on shelves nationwide. As you said, it's amazing that it's already leaking into some libraries as well. But for someone that's listening this evening, tell them why they should grab a copy. What will they walk away with after reading it?
They will walk away with a sense of love for their bodies and a knowledge and an understanding that they never had before. I got a message into my Instagram there the other night saying, I'm 43, I've just finished your book, and I can't believe the stuff that I didn't know about my body. You know, and this is for men and women. Men love us and want to support us and just want us to be happy and their wives to be happy and their mothers and their daughters. So men can learn so much from this too. And I know that from even doing my talks around the country. Men that come to them or listen to them, they go, oh my goodness, I didn't know that. I wish I'd known that years ago. I could have been a much more supportive husband, you know. So it's a celebration of women's bodies. That's what I call it on the front of it as well. And with beautiful illustrations, really easy guide to help them understand their body more and know when they need help and know who to go to for help.
Where can people find you online as well if they're looking to follow some more of this content on social media?
They can find me online at Fabulous Pharmacist on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and yeah. And radio, iRadio as well, obviously.
And you will be able to listen back to this chat with Laura over on the Go Loud app by searching iRadio's group chat. Laura, thank you so much for all of that information. Really looking forward to getting my hands on a copy of this book as well, and wishing you every success with it.
Thank you so much.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
On iRadio.